Guest speaker today is a disciple of His Holiness Rajanand Swami. She recently moved from Singapore to Toronto and is serving in various capacities at ISKCON Toronto. We have been very fortunate to get her association lately in the GTA. Please welcome me, join me in welcoming Her Grace Prema Manjari Devi Dasi. Also, let's remember that we shouldn't be chanting during the class unless the speaker engages us to in the process. Also, to show.
Yes, Shodhananda. I would just like to, I'm sure most of you know the names of the Goswamis. Does any one of you would like to tell if they know whether they are aware that out of the six Goswamis, some of them are blood relatives? Somebody would like to say who are the blood relatives out of the six Goswamis? Yes, Rupa Goswami.
And Sanatana.
Yes, what is the relation between
brother.
Them? Brothers. Any other?
And there is a nephew.
Nephew, that is?
Gopal, what?
No.
Jiva Goswami.
Correct. Jiva Goswami.
Jiva Goswami.
Jiva Goswami. So these are the six Goswamis. Rupa and Sanatan, they were real brothers. And they had one more brother called Anupam or Sri Vallabh. And that son of Anupam was Jiva. Jiva Goswami is also one of the six main Goswamis. So, Srinivas Acharya, who is one of the very, very important Acharya in our line, was a disciple of Gopal Bhakta Goswami. He composed Shar Goswami Ashtakam. And I just elected to start by begging the blessings of the six Goswamis by singing this verse, which is the first verse of Shar Goswami Ashtakam. So maybe if you all like, you can just join me. I'm just going to sing one verse. And at the end, the last line, if possible, please repeat. Krishnot kirtana gana nartana karo premamrita modi tirati rajana. Gopal Bhakta and Jiva Goswami, who are always engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and dancing. They are just like ocean of love of God, and they are popular with gentles as well as ruffians because they are not envious of anyone. Whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone, and they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Thus, they are engaged in missionary activity to deliver entire material world. We start with Sanatan Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his book Chaitanya Charitamrita. While describing Sanatan Goswami, he mentions that one of the most important and dearmost quality of a devotee, specifically with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appreciated. Any guesses? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts with that quality in the Shastashtakam, third verse. And that is the quality of humility. And it is described that Sanatan Goswami was emblem of humility. Even to think of his humility will make us humble. He and his brother, his second brother was Rupa and third brother was Anupam. They were one of the most scholars. They knew many languages and they were so scholar and they were so loved by the people around them that the king Nawab Hussain Shah at that time, whose center or he was staying at Ramkeli, he went and invited this Rupa and Sanatan to come and join him as finance minister and prime minister. Sanatan Goswami as his prime minister. They had no inclination to be in this government job, which all of us always want to be, which would pay them fabulously because their heart was always merged in serving the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And this king, being Muslim, to be even connected to them was not a good sign in the society at that time. But the king, knowing the power of these two brothers, forced him to join. If you do not join, I will persecute the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas will suffer. So for their protection, you better join me. And out of their compassion, feeling helpless, they joined Nabab Hussain Sah. Sanatan Goswami was posted as Prime Minister and Rupa Goswami as Finance Minister. And they were doing their duties so beautifully that the king was very happy with them. He gave them a lot of money. They made very beautiful palaces for them in Ramkeli. And he would just leave all the work of the kingdom on these two brothers, having so much of faith on them, and he would just leave to go and conquer other places. And he also gave them, according to himself, like according to king's understanding, he gave them name Dabir Khas and Sakara Malik. Sakara Malik was the name given to Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami Dabir Khas, thinking that this is very royal to give them name. It was actually a big prestige from Muslim point of view. And they were actually feeling very sad. In their palaces, they made a place called Gupta Vrindavan, where they made Radha Kund, Shyama Kund. And all the time they would study Bhagavatam. They wrote many, many letters to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, asking to please give us your mercy so that we can get relieved from this material pangs and we can join you. And one day they got answer, reply from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote, just as one wife or a lady who is attached to a man who is other than the husband, she serves husband very carefully so that the husband will not know that she has a paramour. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just stopped there. But these two brothers were very intelligent. They realized what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meant. That now when you are under the care of Nabab Hussain Shah, do your external duty very nicely, but in your heart, the wife is thinking all the time about the paramour. Similarly, you should think about Lord Krishna. And after taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he left to go to Vrindavan, he made himself his tour, he took a detour to go to Ramkeli, where these two brothers were residing. And at night, when it was quiet, when not many people were around, these two brothers, actually all three brothers, they came there to take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Haridas Thakur. And taking the straw in their teeth, they fell humbly at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, surrendering their lives. And they were piteously crying and telling that we have no understanding of who Krishna is, what is the goal of our life, we are wasting our life. Please be merciful on us. And looking at their humility, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started crying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them and told Sanatan Goswami that your humility is breaking my heart. And that day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave name Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami. And he gave the third brother, whose name was Vallabh, Anupam, he gave the name Sri Vallabh. And he told that very soon you will be relieved and you will be able to join Krishna in his full service. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, Rupa Goswami could not anymore hold himself. He escaped with his brother Anupam. He took all his wealth. He distributed it very nicely and then he just left for Jagannath Puri. And maybe he found out on his way that Lord is in Prayag. So he went there. But Sanatan Goswami felt little more responsible towards Nabab Hussain. So he said, I will stay and leave after some time. And he started staying at home studying Bhagavatam. But when Nabab Hussain Shah came to know what these two brothers had intentions, he imprisoned Sanatan Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami had to bribe the jail keeper. And finally, Sanatan Goswami also escaped from Ramkeli. And he straight walked for many, many days to come to Varanasi, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was that time present with his associates. He went and again fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him, welcomed him, and he told him that I am very happy that you have come here. And after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Sanatana Goswami to a place which is called as Dashashwamedha. He took him to Varanasi, to a separate place, and for 2 months, every single day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving instructions to Sanatana Goswami. If we know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instructions, his personal instructions, only in 8 verses of Shishtashtaka. But he gave his personal detailed instruction to Sanatana Goswami and later to Rupa Goswami, and told them to pass these instructions in much detailed way to the followers. After taking instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Varanasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatan, 4 instructions are there for you. First, go to Vrindavan and excavate the places of pastimes of Sri Krishna. Establish the temples and find the deities which are lost of Krishna and make the deity worship the best possible thing. Second, by your own example, teach the world what should be the etiquette or behavior of a Vaishnava. And third, write books and expound the knowledge of pure devotional service and preach to the entire world. With these instructions, Sanatana Goswami came to Vrindavan, and there he started following the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'll tell one of the very good pastime of Sanatana Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes that in devotional service there are 3 main phases or 3 main things which are described. And first is called Sambandha Gyan. And Sanatana Goswami is taken as the guru or acharya of Sambandha Gyan. Why? The Sambandha means the relationship between a soul or a jiva and Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that relationship is Jiveya Swarupa Hoy Krishnera Nityadas. We are eternal servant of Krishna, but because we are captivated by illusion of Maya, or which is also called as Cupid or Madan, we feel that we are the enjoyer. We feel that we want to be in this material world happy, and when we keep on trying and struggling in this world, we lose or we forget, or our sambandha gets covered. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appointed Sanatana Goswami as Sambandha Guru, and he would help to give this knowledge of how to revive our lost Krishna conscious relationship with the Supreme Lord. Once one very good Brahmana named Purushottam Chobe was worshipping his deity called Mother Gopal, or also called as Madan Mohan later. And he came and gave his deities to Sanatana Goswami and told that, now I have become very old and the Lord has come and told me that he wants to be worshipped by you. So please accept these deities of Madan Mohan. And Sanatana Goswami said, I have nothing. Every single day I stay under a different tree. How can I keep deity? I have to serve them nicely. Purushottam Chobe said, Lord wants to be with you, so please accept. And whatever you will give, he will accept. He said, I just collect some rotis, or sometimes I make bati, and just have that much. So Lord that time came to him and told him, I will accept whatever you say, whatever you give me. So then he said, okay. So he had Madan Mohan deities with him, and this is the temple of Madan Mohan Ji, which is the tallest temple at this moment in Vrindavan. And the next is the Bhajan Kutir of Sanatana Goswami, which stands in the backyard of Madan Mohan temple. So, Sanatana Goswami accepted the worship of Madan Mohan, and every day will give feed him whatever simple roti or bati he would have. One day Madan Mohan came and told Sanatana Goswami, at least give me salt. You are just giving me rukha roti every day. And what was the response of Sanatana Goswami? I told you. I told them anything. I have no time. Today you are asking salt, tomorrow you are asking me few more sabjis, and one day you will ask me sweet rice. I cannot provide you all these things. If you want, please make your own arrangement. There was a relationship of Sanatana Goswami with Madan Mohan. And Lord said, okay, I will have to make my own arrangement. And very soon, there was a big businessman called Krishna Kapoor there. Krishna Das Kapoor was a businessman for Agra. He was passing in Jamuna with a big boat, and his boat got stuck in the river just at the side where on the hill Sanatana Goswami was staying. And this person was very stressed that now if my boat doesn't move, I'm going to lose all my money. So he was looking out for help. And a very small cowherd boy came and told, please go and take shelter of this Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami told, I have no strength. If you want, you can worship and pray to my Madan Mohanji. And after praying to Madan Mohanji, suddenly his boat got released. And this Krishnadas Kapoor, when he went, he told them, I have so many things in my boat, whatever you want, you take. He said, that time Sanatana Goswami said, if you have, just give some salt. And that is how Madan Mohan made arrangement for his salt. After making lot of money from that, whatever was there on the board, Krishnadas Kapoor felt so obliged. He came back and constructed this huge temple for Madan Mohanji. Madan means Cupid. And Madan Mohan means Krishna, who also steals the heart or who also attracts the Cupid. Madan Mohan is very important in our life because we all are captivated by Madan and we want to get relieved of Madan so that we can take shelter of Shri Krishna. We all are struggling, understanding that Krishna is our only shelter. We are not able to take shelter of Krishna complete hearted because of this Madan who is still holding us back. But by mercy of Shri Madan Mohanji, he can attract our heart in such a way that our heart will get relieved from these ties or from this bond of Madan, and then we can take complete shelter of Krishna. In his old age at Vrindavan, he was so much loved by all Brajvasis. He was actually guru of entire Braja. And every day he would do parikrama of Govardhan. And when he was so old, almost 80 years, I think 70 years, he couldn't, it was struggle for him, but he still continued doing parikrama. And that time, Krishna personally came in the form of a cowherd boy and gave him this shila, which we see here, on which he had made his own footprint. And he requested Sanatana Goswami, it hurts my heart when you do so much of struggle. Please stop doing Govardhan parikrama. You have done enough. Just do parikrama of this shila and you will be same, it is same as doing Govardhan parikrama. And this shila today is present in Radha Damodar temple. So if you see, when we are anybody like who goes to Radha Damodar temple, in the temple they have this shila. So we will do four parikramas of this temple, feels that we also got that benefit. And next is the Samadhi. So these are the most wonderful deity of Sri Radha Madan Mohanji, which original deities are now at place called Karoli. And let us pray to Radha Madan Mohan that he helps us to get relieved of this bondage of Madan so that we, attracted by his beauty, can take shelter of Sanatana Goswami and all our acharyas. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan
Thank you. Radha Madan Mohan ki. His younger brother Rupa Goswami, who had left much before him, he went to his original place from where they came, Fatiyavar. He distributed his wealth, and then he and his brother, younger brother Anupam, Rupa and Anupam, came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at, again he also came at Prayag. Rupa Goswami is most prominent Goswami of Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya. Why? Because we are called as Rupanugas. Anuga means follower. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Rupa Goswami holds very very prominent position in our Sampradaya because he is Abhideya Acharya. Sambandha means our relationship with Krishna. How to develop that or establish that lost relationship, the process is called as Abhideya. And Rupa Goswami is in charge of engaging us, the followers, in the process of establishing this Sambandha which is lost by engaging us in various Vaishnava Seva, Namaruchi and Chivadaya. He is the person who for the first time when he came and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag and when he offered his dandavat, from his heart came looking at the most compassionate nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The verse erupted from his heart, which we all know today. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratishaya Maha. Most munificent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is not different or not separate from Krishna, but he is very very special because he is compassionate or compassion personified, and only by his mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we can get actually in the realms of Brahma and Krishna. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that when he went and fell at feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him to a place called Dashashwamedh Ghat, and for 10 days, personally, every single day, he instructed Rupa Goswami on very very detailed part of the scriptures about various incarnations, about different planets, about jnana, bhakti, about karma. And then at the end, he told him again instructions. He told Rupa Goswami that my instruction to you is, go to Vrindavan, write books, get this philosophy and take the best part of pure devotional service and express it in such a nice way that it can be taken by the entire world. Deliver the world by your exemplary behavior and join your brother at Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami also went to Vrindavan and joined his brother at Vrindavan. Once he went to Jagannath Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he made few verses which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to read. And one of the verses, I'm sure you must have heard about it, he writes that, I do not know what is the nectar in these two words, Krish and Na, that when I chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, and when this word comes and dances on my tongue, I desire many, many tongues. When this name enters my ears, I desire millions and millions of ears. And when it enters my heart starts dancing and my senses become inert. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read this verse, which was written by Rupa Goswami, he was extremely happy. He was asking Swarup Damodar, his personal secretary, how this Rupa has understood the philosophy so well? How does he know my heart so much? And all devotees knew that, and they told that it is only possible because you have bestowed your internal mercy, your special mercy on Rupa. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj writes that Lord Chaitanya personally entered the heart of Rupa when he was teaching him on these 10 days and made him understand what exactly the Lord wanted. And that is why, if we all know in our Mangalacharan prayers, we sing, after we, when we say, Om Agyanate Virandhasya, we are praying to Guru, the next we always pray is to Rupa Goswami. And in that we say, Namo, what is that? That was? Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam. Sagita Nira Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tarahayam Dadati Swapadantikam. When will I get the shelter of that Rupa Goswami who has taken or understood the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and who is establishing this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Rupa Goswami is one who has understood the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart, and that is why he can deliver that message to us. When he was at Vrindavan, when he would write and be so simple, they would just stay different keys, they did not have anything to support or to care, take care of themselves. One day he developed a desire that, I wish I can do some cooking, very nice sweet rice for my elder brother Sanatana Goswami. And suddenly, one very beautiful, simple village girl came and gave him all the ingredients for sweet rice, the milk, sugar, rice. And then she said, doesn't mind, I will only cook for you. I'll go in and I will cook. And she brought the sweet rice prepared and gave it to Rupa. And Rupa thanked her and took it to Sanatana Goswami. And as soon as Sanatana Goswami started eating, they started getting the symptoms of ecstasy. And Sanatana asked, where did you get this from? And when he told that this beautiful girl had come, they realized that she was no one else but Srimati Radharani. And on one side they were lamenting that we should be serving our Lord. We should not take service from our mistress and from our Lord. But they couldn't stop taking that most wonderful nectar and sweet rice. And that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. That how you take pleasure in serving the Lord, and Lord takes pleasure in serving his devotees. And one of his very beautiful pastime comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is described that how one of the important lessons which we learn in our life, which is again and again told to us, never offend a devotee. It is taught or it comes out in one of the very beautiful pastimes that once in his meditation, Rupa Goswami, when he was meditating, he was visualizing the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. All the gopis were decorating Srimati Radharani, making her ready for Krishna. And Krishna entered the grove from backside. And Radharani also engrossed. She did not even realize that Krishna has come. When all the gopis saw that, they all just dispersed. They went on side and gave a mirror to Radharani to see how you are looking. And as soon as Radharani took the mirror to see how she is looking or how she has been decorated, in the mirror she saw Krishna from the backside. And she was feeling very embarrassed. And all the satis started teasing and laughing. And when this vision was seen in the meditation by Rupa Goswami, he also started laughing. Because Rupa Goswami is actually Rupa Manjari. Now when he in his meditation is laughing, one simple Vaishnava was just passing by Rupa Goswami, and he thought Rupa Goswami is laughing on me. And he was very offended. And Rupa Goswami suddenly lost the vision and he realized that I now cannot see Radha Krishna because I must have offended some devotee. This is the effect even for a pure Goswami of Vaishnava Aparadha, which was so unintentional. Sanatana Goswami then told him that you arrange a feast and if everybody comes, but if somebody doesn't come, it means that that person is offended. And when Rupa Goswami found out, he went and begged for forgiveness. And when he told what was actually going on, that devotee was feeling, I'm so sorry, you did not mean to hurt me, but I felt offended. So I'm sorry. And Rupa Goswami said, no, I'm sorry, because when a devotee comes, we should actually appreciate and I should have talked to you, but I was in my own meditation. And this pastime teaches us that even unintentionally, when we perform or when we commit a Vaishnava aparadha, Krishna just leaves us and he goes away. So how more careful we should be in our life to avoid Vaishnava aparadhas. This is his samadhi, which is made in the courtyard of Radha Damodar temple. And this is the place for 6 years Srila Prabhupada stayed and prayed, begging for the mercy so that he can go and preach to the Western world. Every day Srila Prabhupada would personally take broom in his hand and clean this courtyard of Radha Damodar temple outside the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami, crying, shedding tears, begging mercy of Rupa Goswami, please, with your empowerment, your mercy, I will be able to follow and carry out the mission of my spiritual master. And that is why in 1972, he brought all his disciples back from different parts of the world in this courtyard, in front of Radha Damodar, in front of Rupa Goswami Samadhi, and he delivered lectures for a few days on the book written by Rupa Goswami, Letter of Devotion, to express his gratitude. These are the deities of Govinda Dev, which were worshipped by Sri Rupa Goswami, and now they are the center of Jaipur. The king of Jaipur, Raja Jai Singh, brought them to Jaipur and gave them the center part of his own palace. And he made this deity Radha Govinda Dev as his life and soul. And these are the abhidhaya deities for us, because it is said that when we engage in our service to Radha Govinda Dev, by their mercy, by their compassion, we will be able to perform our service in such a way that we can finally reach our final goal of Krishna prema. So let us pray to Radha Govinda Dev to bestow his mercy, bestow their mercy on us. We all are struggling to engage in our capacity to do some devotional service, but when they will be pleased, our devotional service will bear fruits. Jai Radha Govinda Radha Govinda. Achieve the pure loving service at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And he is the acharya of Prayojana. It is described that he was emblem of renunciation. He was born in a family which was, Prabhupada writes in the purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita, that by today's calculation, it was the family which was billionaire and trillionaire in that time. And he was the only son of that family. But since childhood, he had no attraction whatsoever for any material affairs. His parents, understanding that how detached he was, they got him very soon married to a very beautiful and chaste lady, thinking that at least that will be able to buy him. But no success. Every few days he will run away from the house. And his parents would go, send the guards and catch him and bring him back. One day when he got the news that Nityananda Prabhu has come to a close by place called Panihati, he went to see Nityananda Prabhu there and he fell at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu told him that because you are trying to get my mercy from far, hiding from far, you should be punished and you should feed all my devotees here by making a festival of Chiradahi. So if you all know, we all celebrate Chiradahi festival of Panihati. It is gone very, very happily and jubilantly. This comes just after the Nirjala Ekadashi. And this festival is an expression of how enthusiastically we should serve the devotees. and Raghunath Das performed his Chiradhari festival in Panihati, and after that, when he fell at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu told that soon you will be delivered from this material attachment and you will be able to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he, by his example, taught us that no one can get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, who is represented in our life by spiritual master. Our spiritual master is representative of Nityananda Prabhu. If we think that we can get mercy of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without the mercy of Acharyas, it is not possible. Nityananda Prabhu's mercy got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after that, very soon, one day, successfully he ran away from his house and he joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. When he came and started staying in Jagannath Puri with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day in the beginning would send him his Mahaprasad. But after a few days, Raghunath was not to be seen. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to be under the care of Swarup Damodar. So he was personal secretary of Swarup Damodar, who was personal secretary to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was so close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Swarup Damodar found out, he came to know that Raghunath has taken the life of beggars. He was feeling so sad that every day I am getting ready-made Mahaprasad of Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not good for my spiritual life. So he went away from there and every day he started begging at the gate or Simhadwar of Jagannath temple. After a few days he stopped begging there, because when you are fixed at one place every day, people know you and people will start coming and giving you easily. And he was thinking that is not right. So he changed his place and he would go to free food stalls and he would just beg something there. And after some days he stopped going there also. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was wondering, what is the level of renunciation of Raghunath Das? But internally he was very happy. And finally he was told that Lord Jagannath Mahaprasad, after a few days, 2 or 3 days, when it becomes spoiled, it is thrown at one place like garbage, and some cows called Telangana cows, they come and eat. And some rice which is so rotten, which is not even eaten by these cows, or if they eat, they spit it out. At night, Raghunath Das would go very carefully. He would collect some of this rice, get it home, wash it, add some salt, and he would just eat that. Pleased with his renunciation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he took some of this rice and he ate, and he told Swarup Damodar, "I have eaten so much of Mahaprasad of Jagannath till now, but I have never tasted anything as nectarian as this, what Raghunath Das is eating every day." And that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his own small Shila of Govardhan, which we see here, which had melted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hold it very close to his heart for a few years, almost 7 years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had personally worshipped this Shila. When he would go in ecstasy, he would hold this Shila very close to his heart, and it has got thumbprint of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Shila and the Gunjimala, he gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami. He stayed with the company of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri for 16 years. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar left for going back to the, where they completed their Leela here, out of feeling separation, he went to Vrindavan, thinking that he would commit suicide. But when he went to Vrindavan and met Rup and Sanatan, on their request, he started telling every day, 3 hours, about the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one of the person who would attend these classes every day was Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who finally summarized this entire Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime in the form of Chaitanya Charitamrita. His renunciation was so exemplary that in Vrindavan, he would eat or take just few drops of buttermilk every few days. And it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if any one of us will even try to imitate him, we will die. We can just follow these great souls, but there is no question of even imitating him. I would just say a very beautiful one pastime. that he would chant Krishna's name 22 hours a day while he was in Vrindavan. And he would be so much ecstatic and he would be so much engrossed that he would forget about the external. And one day when he was sitting at the bank of Radhakund in hot sun, Mother Radharani came personally and started shielding him, covering him with her own sari. And he was completely engrossed in his chanting. And when Sanatana Goswami saw this, he told, "This is not right. We should be serving our Lord. We should not engage our Lord to serve us." And that time, Sanatana Goswami made a bhajan kutir at the bank of Radhakund, where Raghunath Das would stay. And today also when we go to take parikrama of Vrindavan at Radhakund, we get to see the bhajan kutir and also the samadhi, which is very close by, of Raghunath Das Goswami. These are the deities of Shri Radha Gopinath, who are the Prayojan deities. They were worshipped by Madhu Pandit. But these are the deities to whom we pray to achieve our final goal of Krishna prem. Krishna is the Lord of Gopis, and that is why he is called as Gopinath. And the final teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Gopir Bharatur Padakamalayo Das 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 Das. And Raghunath Das Goswami had the same prayers. Oh Mother Radharani, if you do not spare your mercy on me, if you do not give me your mercy, I have no connection to Vrindavan, nor do I have any connection with Krishna. And that is the importance of Mother Radharani. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in one of his books writes that we worship Krishna because he is connected to Radharani. We have nothing, no business with Krishna if he was not connected to Radharani. For us, Mother Radharani is most important. And Gopinath is the master or lover of gopis headed by Srimati Radharani. And that is why when we pray to Gopinath, he is the bestower of final our prayojan of pure loving devotional service to us. So let's pray to Shri Gopinath that one day by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Acharya and Gurudev, we can also enter the realm of pure devotional service and get our earth hearts cleared, that our heart can be a residence of pure love for Shri Radha Gopinath. Jaya Radha Gopinath. He would cook so beautifully that he would cook himself for Radha Govinda Dev. He would make jewelries with his own hand for Radha Govinda Dev. He would make dresses for Radha Govinda Dev and make residence such beautiful. This was a 7-story temple which was upper 4 stories were broken or demolished by Aurangzeb. But it was so beautiful and so high that Aurangzeb also became envious. And by Raghunath Das's example, he taught the world how we should take ourselves menial servant of devotees. Never considering ourselves what qualities we have. Because that qualities of pride is the thing which will take us away from Krishna. And when we consider ourselves as humble servant of Acharyas and other Vaishnavas, that will actually bring or attract the mercy of Raghunath Goswami. This is Radha Ramanji, which are the deities of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And only one thing, that Radha Raman is the only original deity in Vrindavan of all main original deities which are still residing in Vrindavan. Rest of all original deities, Radha Gopina, Radha Govinde, Radha Madan Mohan, are now at Jaipur. But these deities are so small and so beautiful that they are still personally present to bestow their mercy in Vrindavan. And Jiva Goswami is the last, who is a nephew of Rupa and Sanatan. And he was such a scholar. He composed more than 400,000 verses and his literary contribution is just amazing. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Devotion and also in the Purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he found the basic philosophy on which Gaudiya Sampradaya is surviving today. The whole philosophy given to us on which we can actually hold on and get the entire knowledge is given to us by Jiva Goswami. And he was so knowledgeable that everybody would send their disciples to him. And his 3 main disciples were Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Pandit. And when he had all the literatures written, that time they were not printing press. They would write with their hands. Right? And why I'm taking this last and very important? Because we think we are doing book distribution marathon. But the first book distribution was started by Jiva Goswami by sending these 3 main disciples, Narottam, Shyamananda and Srinivas Acharya, who took a cart load of all the books, and from Vrindavan he sent them to Bengal and told them to make copies and distribute. So when we do book distribution today, thinking that we are doing Srila Prabhupada's big distribution, but it was started 500 years ago by Jiva Goswami personally. And that is the parampara which we are following. And when we will follow parampara, he was personally taken on parikrama of Vrindavan by Nityananda Prabhu. So that was his position. And these are the Damodar deities of Sri Jiva Goswami, personally given to him by Rupa Goswami. And his mercy, Jiva Goswami's mercy, that we have this strong philosophy on which after every class in ISKCON you will find the speaker asking any questions. Why? Because we know our philosophy is complete. I might not be able to answer all the questions. It is my fault. But the philosophy is complete. I will be able to find out and tell you. You will not find this confidence of complete philosophy with others which is given in Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya because of Acharyas like Jiva Goswami. Radha Damodar is the temple where Srila Prabhupada personally stayed for 6 years at the feet of Rupa Goswami Samadhi and prayed to Radha Damodar, please, 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 let me bring this knowledge to this world, because of which we can have a program one day in ISKCON Tempel also. So this is the mercy of Radha Damodar, this is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and this is the mercy of all the Acharyas who are so wonderfully connected, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, sending us down in a parampara to us. So we are very, very, very grateful to all the Goswamis, and let us pray last now to Sri Radha Damodar.
Jai Radha Damodar Radha Damodar.
really, really, really very grateful to you all that you have given me this opportunity to serve all of you in a very menial way. I'm not sure how much everybody gets benefited, but I got immense benefit because last whole week I was meditating completely on these verses, on the life of six Goswamis. And it is very, very, very gratifying when we hear what parampara we have got. And it is very enlightening and very gives very lot of pleasure. It strengthens our own root to this parampara that yes, we are in the right boat. And what we need is only to continue to stay in this boat of Srila Prabhupada, which will make final destination without any doubt to our prayojan, back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. The philosophy is complete, I might not be. Yes, because I go to universities and universities students have amazing questions. Sometimes we never thought in our life, but at the end we always ask questions and we always make a disclaimer. I may not know, but if you have questions, please ask. I will find out and 100% get back to you because there is full answer, all answers to all possible questions in our philosophy. Either you understood everything, actually there is nothing left. There is nothing to. Okay?
I said still in the learning stage, I said.
That is all of us, we all are at learning stage. Thank you very much, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you, Mataji, for sharing the pastimes of the six Goswamis. Let's give a big round of applause to everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.